Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Thursday, June 25th.
Nick, do you hear that?
T-B-O.
Do you hear that?
T-B-O.
I love what you're doing.
Oh my God, what is that?
T-B-O. Why?
That was one man doing all the sound effects, people.
This is a T-B-O-Y, T-Boy, the best one yet.
How about for stocks, Jack?
Not so good. The Dow dropped by 2%. That's actually our second story, though.
Ruined Waffle Wednesday. Jack, first story, what do we got?
Starbucks just defined the relationship with Impossible Foods to spread its plant-based sausage across the United States.
Sounds inappropriate, except Starbucks was already selling Beyond Meat in Canada and China.
We're looking at the complicated relationship Starbucks is trying to pull off.
It's awkward. Jack, second story, what do we got?
Dr. Tony Fauci just alerted Congress of a disturbing surge of new COVID-19 cases.
When Fauci speaks, markets sometimes listen.
So we're snackifying what Fauci's words mean for stocks.
Jack, third and final story, what do we got?
Gaddick. It's a startup that's also our seven iron of the day.
The self-driving startup partnered with Walmart to fix the middle mile of shipping and delivery.
You got the driver, you got the seven iron, you got the putter.
Delivery logistics looks a lot like golf.
But snackers, before we get to that, we have a very exciting announcement.
For like 7 years, it was just Jack and I whipping up the snacks every day, making more snacks.
Then we got Rebecca, aka the third snacker, to crush our Robinhood Snacks daily email newsletter.
But now it is time to supersize the snackers and add a little extra guac to this team.
We're pulling McDonald's vibes here. We want to get bigger.
We are hiring.
We're hiring an editor and we're hiring a news curator for now with more juicy details to come soon.
Jack, first up in the lineup, our financial news curator, which looks a lot like a news chef. What does this describe?
You won't be making the snacks, but you'll be deciding what's on the day's news menu in the Robinhood newsfeed.
Next up in the lineup, we got our snacks editor, kind of like the regional manager to the traveling secretary.
Assistant to the regional manager. Just kidding. This is more like just a straight up regional manager.
How can we best grow snacks by opening new locations while also maintaining ridiculously high 100% quality?
Robinhood has millions of people using its app to follow news on the markets.
And you got millions more indulgent in snacks. Robinhood's original financial news served extra digestible like you like it.
So yeah, these roles can kind of have a huge impact.
And we're looking for untapped talent of all backgrounds. So if you identify as BIPOC, we especially want to hear from you.
As we grow snacks, Snacks, it's important to us that we bring in new voices to help us build and evolve our collective voice.
And like everything we do digestibly, we're going to make it easy for you. You can apply by following the job post linked in the description of this podcast.
Check out the description of this episode and you'll find easy links for the job descriptions.
Or hiring snackers. It's like Amazon's HQ2 sweepstakes.
Except for Snackers 4, 5, and 6.
Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
There is no other news source where you're getting these three stories. For our first story, Starbucks just broke Beyond Meat's heart.
It just added Beyond's arch rival to the Starbucks menu.
This one hurts, so we're going to go back in the relationship notebook to February when Starbucks hooked up with Beyond Meat in Canada.
It was pretty cool. They launched plant-based breakfast sandwiches with sausage north of the border.
You know what they say, all great romances begin north of Toronto.
Now, our big question, where's the Beyond Canadian bacon?
And when you make the Beyond Canadian bacon, do you flatten the peas or do you just flatten the final product? A lot of questions.
TBD, because they're just calling it Beyond Sausage. Missed opportunity.
Okay, so that was February. Then in April, Starbucks and Beyond decided to define the relationship a bit more.
Starbucks took Beyond Meat to Canada, which is Starbucks' second biggest market with 4,500 locations.
Kick things up a notch. We're talking meet the parents level on this relationship.
Taking the old weekend retreat and borrowing dad's trunks to go swimming in the spontaneous pond visit.
Next thing you know, they're going to get the plus one to the cousin's wedding, Jack.
So Beyond thought things were going really well with the relationship with Starbucks, but then it got its heart broken yesterday.
Shares fell because Starbucks, it turns out, is seeing someone else too in the plant meat game.
What the hell, Starbucks? I thought we had something going here.
Starbucks will start selling Impossible Foods plant-based sausage at 15,000 of its locations.
Now, bear in mind, Impossible Foods is the Regina George to Beyond Meat's Lindsay Lohan,
which makes Starbucks Aaron, if you know, you know.
So Starbucks is offering cage-free eggs, cheddar cheese, ciabatta bread, and Impossible sausage at all U.S. locations.
Interesting, Jack, because that sounds a lot like the Beyond sausage that Starbucks was offering as well in Canada and China.
Starbucks is pitting these two faux meat competitors against each other. By the way, if you want Impossible food stock, you are sumo.
Straight up missing out, literally impossible to get the Impossible stock if you're public.
Because it's a private company, hasn't IPO'd yet.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our Fano Menage a Meat going on over at Starbucks?
I need my French translation book for that one, man.
Got you covered.
Now, our big question for Impossible versus Beyond, who is going to Chipotle-fy themselves first?
Snackers, Jack and I want to know who's going to launch their own chain of restaurants, Beyond or Impossible?
Now, neither Beyond nor Impossible can go directly to consumer with a delicious plant-based sandwich right now.
They're both dependent on restaurants like Dunkin' or Burger King to whip up something tasty for you.
Or they're relying on brave home cooks to whip it up just right on their own stovetop.
That means relying on other chains and grocery stores. But if they open their own plant-based burger bars, you get a whole new situation.
They could introduce to the masses their plant-based meat in a perfectly prepared situation.
This could be the buzzy marketing push they need to move past early adopters to mainstream consumers. For our second story, there is a disturbing surge in COVID cases.
COVID data is the new econ data. Again.
Preach. Jack, back in March and April, which I believe was six generations ago, if I'm correct, there was some alarming data out there about the spread of COVID that sank stocks 35%.
But then in May and June, which I just checked out my yearbooks for, it was hilarious. Yeah. Markets went back to economics data and stocks approached record highs again.
But Snackers, now with economies reopening nationwide aggressively, we've seen a quote-unquote disturbing surge.
Anthony Fauci's words, not ours. Disturbing surge.
Which brings us down south to the lovely city of Houston, which has sadly become the new New York, and not in a good way.
Houston is the new New York, and ICU beds in the city of Houston are at 97% capacity. Not a good sign.
Also, we got to pull a little early snack fact here. Fourth largest city in America?
Houston.
No, it's not just Texas. Florida, Arizona, South Carolina, and California are among other states where infections of COVID-19 are just spiking.
And that's because coming out of shelter in place is a lot like coming back from a leg injury.
If you come back too fast, you could re-injure yourself and end up in physical therapy for like 12 months.
Then you're stuck with some guy named Maurice massaging your hamstring every Tuesday.
There is literally an episode of that Michael Jordan documentary on ESPN
yes.
about this dilemma that American economies are facing.
You are so right. Now, it's not just that we're reopening, Snackers. It's that we're reopening the wrong way.
European economies are opening as well, but new infections there are close to zero.
And here in the U.S., infections just rose to their highest rate ever.
38,000 new infections yesterday, and that alarming COVID data is why stocks fell 2%.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are the U.S. economy?
The longer COVID-19 lasts, the more tech stocks will likely soar.
Snackers, this crazy year, 2020, tech companies are living their best lives.
The NASDAQ, a stock index loaded with tech stocks, is at an all-time high, up 9% this year.
The S&P 500, which is loaded with all stocks, tech and otherwise, is down 6%.
Think about it, Snackers. The more people shelter in place, the more tech will outperform brick and mortar companies.
Just look at Trolls World Tour. Again, classic movie. It skipped theaters, went straight to streaming.
Pre-COVID, movie theaters would have profited from Trolls World Tour, but now Apple and Amazon are because it went straight to streaming.
And that's because the corona economy is generally good for tech, generally bad for physical companies. For our third and final story, Gatik is the self-driving delivery company with a very specific focus.
It is fixated on the middle mile of delivery logistics.
Honestly, Jack and I jumped in snacks out of this. We're going to call this an unhealthy passion. They may want to see somebody.
Gatik is a new fleet of temperature-controlled self-driving delivery trucks to make sure your coconut yogurt arrives chilled.
That's how you gotta have it. Now, they partnered up with Walmart last year to get fresher groceries closer to customers.
And Gatik's not just some startup that's never done anything. It's driven 50,000 miles of paid self-driving miles.
They love pointing that out. And by the way, they've got one human in the car right now, a safety driver.
Now, eventually they plan to cut out that safety driver
yeah.
once they've proven they can safely navigate the road with just robots.
A little awkward for the safety drivers out there listening to Snacks Daily right now.
Yeah, they might be sabotaging the situation, like pulling the e-brake out of nowhere.
Now, Snackers, what fascinated us about this company is that they are fascinated with the middle mile.
The middle mile, aka getting your slamming fresh salmon fillets between one Walmart facility to another.
The middle mile, the kind of thing Tom Hanks would star in. Now, Gatik's goal is to cut delivery times between a company's distribution center and another distribution center by 50%.
Cutting delivery time by 50% is especially important for fresh groceries, which, if you think about it, could spoil or wilt while in transit.
I'm thinking about it and I'm not liking what I'm thinking, Jack.
I was hoping you'd like my word choice, wilt.
I did. We never get to say that on this pod. We never do.
Now, Walmart, remember, is shockingly the biggest grocery company in America.
And it's signed up for 20-foot-long Gatik trucks with 14 cameras and a whole bunch of LiDAR.
LiDAR with lasers.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies with laser beams strapped to their LiDARs?
The shipping industry is starting to look like a game of golf.
Yeah, Snackers, driving off the tee, that's your long-haul shipping right there.
And you know the players, there's only a few. FedEx, UPS, the United States Postal Service, and Amazon.
And there are only a few because this requires a huge investment in trucks, planes, and ships to ship things far away.
But you don't have to be Arnold Palmer to know that putting is where you really save the strokes.
So true, Jack. Putting is what we call the last mile, which is that last mile to your doorstep.
And the last mile has been the focus of a whole bunch of startups these days because it's the most expensive and annoying part of shipping.
You're sitting back watching Netflix, you're ordering like six things on Amazon at a time.
So Postmates, Loginx, Nuro, and a whole bunch of other startups are focused on the last mile.
All right, so we've got driving off the tee, we've got your putting game. What about the middle of your golf game, Jack?
We're talking the 7-iron after the drive to get to the green.
The middle mile for shipping is between facilities, and it has been ignored. Everyone's focused on the tee or the green.
How do you get 48 pints of Ben & Jerry's Half Bank from Walmart's mega sorting facility to the super center just a few miles away from you where you actually get it?
Jack, that sounds like a GMAT question. Snackers, when you break down delivery into a golf game, it becomes way more clear where the opportunity is. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Beyond Meat stock fell because Starbucks is sausaging around with Impossible Foods too.
We're going to have to make this an unfamily-friendly pod.
Beyond could separate itself by Chipotle-fying itself, aka open up some plant-based food chains.
Our second story, yesterday, the United States set a record for most confirmed COVID infections in one day.
COVID data is the new econ data. Again.
Our third and final story, Gaddick is helping Walmart get the 150 yards from the fairway to the green.
It's the middle mile, an often forgotten about part of delivery logistics. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by Eli Long from Jim Borden's blog. It's wild.
This is a great one. Nick.
Yes.
Trivia question. What is the leading manufacturer of tires in the United States?
Snackers, we'll give you a second and a hint. It's not American.
No, it's not even based in the tire rubber state of Ohio.
Second hint, little kids drive it more than you do.
Okay, so this is either go-kart related or toy related. Third hint, the company is based in Denmark.
And the answer is Lego.
Lego made 318 million sets of tires in 2011.
70% more than your buddies over at Goodyear.
Incredible fact. Thank you, Eli Long. Now, quick happy birthday to Anna Tomani, a longtime snacker.
And a big anniversary shout out to the couple that snacked together, Aaron and Ryan, 8th anniversary in Riverton, Utah.
Finally, we mentioned that COVID set a record high in the United States. Let's say one thing about wearing masks in public.
Yeah, you can listen to Snacks Daily and definitely be wearing a mask.
Also, it's kind of like not smoking in public. It's just as much about protecting others as it is about protecting yourself.
And it's the new statement fashion accessory.
Lip gloss and goatees are out. A mom jeans made denim mask is in.
And they've got a great hole that fits your AirPods. It's perfect.
Snackers, HYHYSD.
Have you had your Snacks Daily? Ask a friend.
We'll see you tomorrow.
If you know, you know.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Beyond Meat. I own stock of Amazon. Nick owns stock of Chipotle and Apple.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
This episode is brought to you in part by Purina. Purina is dedicated to creating richer lives for pets and the people who love them. From helping older pets think like their younger selves to making cat ownership a possibility for more people than ever, Purina is helping pets thrive so they can live long, healthy, and happy lives. Purina has you covered for all your furry friends' needs, whether they meow or bark. From litter to treats to their best-in-class, nutrient-packed food with taste your pets will love, Purina's got your back at every stage of your pet's life. Your pet gives you the joy of the spring sunshine all year round. So today and every day, care for your pet with Purina. Your pet is Purina's passion. To learn more, head to amazon.com/Purina.